Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into August, I want to share with you a meeting we have coming up as well as some resources we have available to help you make the most of fresh fruits and vegetables this time of year. First of all, I do want to remind folks that our annual farmland leasing meeting is coming up tomorrow, Thursday evening, August 6th. It'll be held here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center at 6:30 p.m. You can call 712-243-1132 to reserve your seat at that event. There is a $20 per person cost for that class or $30 per couple. Each registration comes with a farmland leasing book with over 100 pages of information and resources related to farmland leasing. Topics for our 2020 meeting series include farmland ownership and tenure in Iowa, cover crop research and methods to implement in leasing agreements, current cash rental rates and land value survey results, methods for determining fair cash rent in 2021, legal aspects of farmland leases, including strategies for writing and terminating a farm lease and partition law changes, ISU Extension web-based resources, and an ag market update. Each workshop is approximately 2 hours long, and again, that 100-page leasing booklet will be yours with every paid registration. We are going to be having the meeting indoors, but we will be practicing social distancing and have plenty of space in our meeting area, so we do encourage folks to register. If you do have questions or concerns, you can give our office a call, and we can help you locate an online meeting resource as well. So please give us a call if you have questions about that meeting or to register. Again, our annual farmland leasing meeting coming up here at the Cass County Community Center tomorrow evening, Thursday, August 6th at 6:30 p.m. Also want to share with you lots of resources as we get into peak garden harvest season. ISU Extension and Outreach continues to offer the Sow, Grow, Eat, and Keep program. Our topic this week for the video is tomatoes, peppers, and salsa, as tomatoes are one of the most popular vegetables grown in the home garden, and they come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and colors. The most important thing to know if you're growing tomatoes is whether you have a determinate or indeterminate tomato. Determinate tomatoes are small, compact plants that grow to a certain height, flower, and set fruit within a short amount of time, so they have a shorter harvest period, making them a good choice for canning and fresh consumption. Indeterminate tomatoes continue to grow, flower, and set fruit until they are frost-killed in the fall, so they'll produce slightly higher yields than determinate types, but they will be spaced out throughout the growing period. If you would like more information on how to keep some of that farm fresh or garden fresh tomato taste going, we invite you to check out the Sow, Grow, Eat, Keep webinar. These quick 5 to 15 minute online lessons cover a variety of topics related to seasonally appropriate garden, food preparation, and food preservation. This week's topic is tomatoes. Next week we'll chat about zucchini, and then apples and applesauce are next on the list. Also invite you to check out our free online Food Preservation 101 class. There is three of those coming up in the next month if you would like to take that class for free. There will be a 10 a.m. class and an 8 p.m. class on August 20th, or you can take the class online at 7 p.m. on September 10th. Again, these 60-minute workshops are offered for free online through the Adobe Connect program. You can look up Food Preservation 101 online and sign up through the link there. Also want to share with you a variety of publications available from the ISU Extension store, and you can download those as free PDFs online, or you can walk into the Extension office here and pick them up. The publications cover methods as well as recipes for canning fruits, canning vegetables, fruit spreads, pickled products, meat, poultry, wild game, and fish, canning and freezing tomatoes, canning salsa, and freezing fresh fruits and vegetables. If you'd like more information on donating extra produce from your garden, I invite you to check out the Grow Another Row program. That food donation program can be found on the Cass County Extension website. Look for the little logo in the middle of our homepage with a string of carrots. There you can find information about where to donate fresh produce in Cass County, as well as where to pick up fresh produce in Cass County. You can also find that information by following the Healthy Cass County webpage and the Cass County Local Foods webpage on Facebook. So we encourage you to check out all of those resources. also, if you do check out the Grow Another Row website, you'll find a link on there directly to our Sow, Grow, Eat, Keep program and Food Preservation 101. Of course, if you'd like to stop by our office or call to find any of those resources, we'd be more than happy to help you there as well. We want to make sure everyone has a chance to enjoy the bountiful fresh produce that is available from our home farms and gardens this time of year. As always, you can get a hold of us at 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime by following Cass County Extension on Facebook, or visit the Cass County Extension website for a link to all of our upcoming programs and resources. We also invite you to stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic to pick up those resources as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.